Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexita Lander here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Care, Bobby, Maggie, and Lilo Berry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas. Saga 3, 66 MYA, Part 8, the final part.
I knew it was exactly the same as when I opened the door in Ostium, because I was so surprised by it. We were told there would most likely be blackness on the other side of the door, but not to worry, just to go through. But blackness wasn't what I'd seen, but the weird, shiny, oily effect. And now that I know this, that something has gone clearly wrong with all this, I'm wondering for the first time if the people in charge of the Ostium Network knew this was going to happen to me in some way, but still had no problems or qualms sending me through the door and sending me to my certain death. I know. I'm piling on worry upon worry here. But in case you haven't noticed, things are looking pretty bleak right now. My only outlet is in writing in this journal, and until now, I should be asking myself why have I bothered writing any of this down, given the situation I now find myself in, and how it is very clear there is no way I'm coming out of this alive. And the question remains, more, how can I avoid a very painful death as opposed to a quick and easy one? But all that has changed now in fighting this oddity at the bottom of the cave. I have not given the size of this ostium yet, and that's because there is no possible way I am able to fit into it and potentially give myself an easy exit from this world. As to where it goes, who truly knows? But the one thing that is certain is that it is somewhere other than this Armageddon, where the world is coming to a very definite and fiery end. What will fit quite easily into the ostium? Yes, you have no doubt surmised by now, is the journal, which I continue to write in for posterity's sake. I said I had come to a decision involving myself in certain matters. That is, when I am ready, I will drop this journal into the ostium, hoping it will end up in someone's hands who may benefit from the story I am sharing within these pages. In that way, it makes all this sad and very unexpected end to my life that began with so much hope and promise when I just stepped through that ostium door, hoping to venture into ancient Egypt, will not all have been in vain. My story will live on in some way, even if I will not. So what is there left to do to make me feel complete, to make things feel worthwhile in the life that I have lived? Now knowing what I know, what I have found, and that I have a literal ticking time clock counting down at a considerable rate, I return back to the front of the cave. The fire was beginning to wane, not that one would be able to tell by the temperature in the cave, which had risen considerably and was now making me sweat with little effort. But keeping the fire going had been a goal, no, a requirement since I first got it lit, and it seemed silly to let it just die now. That word choice is intentional, by the way. I also heated up some of the meat and ate my fill, my last meal. Then I rolled out my prayer mat and went about my sacred routine. And after that, I went and sat at the entrance to the cave and looked out at this dying world and thought about a number of things. The water had already begun to recede, making its way back to the former lake bed, although who knew how long it would remain in that state. There were likely more earthquakes to come, more planet-wide upheavals in store. I thought of the massive amount of information and knowledge I had accrued to prepare for my journey that was now all but useless in this primordial world that seemed more like a different planet.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That naturally led to the terrible fate that had befallen me. And as I went through each step, each moment, from being told what could be done at the Osteum Network, choosing where I wanted to go, and all the meetings and preparations thereafter. Was this all unavoidable in some way? Was my fate truly set with no possible change? And while my beliefs said no, it is set in stone and immutable, in my heart there is much more than a growing seed of doubt. This seed was already planted, and is now flourishing, not just into a flower, but a mighty tree with many thick, strong branches. I had just blindly walked into a situation that was filled with such promises and hopes. We were told many had returned from various times to tell their incredible tales, but had I ever talked with any of those people? No. Just assumed that everything had gone fine and everyone had returned safe and sound, sans issues. Which leads me to the question of whether this was some terrible accident to have me stranded here that the Osteum Network could do nothing about, or did they know full well what was going on and what was to befall me? Again, I must follow my heart, which says they knew exactly what they were doing. To end up here, on this historic day, feels like too much of a random coincidence. They wanted this to happen. They wanted me here. And therefore, they wanted me to die. Or just simply did not care. But why? What was their goal? What do they get out of it? They can't exactly watch me do anything here. It's not like there's a hidden camera somewhere. So perhaps it's simply being able to confirm that it is in fact possible to send someone through a door 66 million years in the past. And then I think about that small ostium at the bottom of the cave. Too small for me to pass through, but not too small for my journal, which they know I have. Do they know what would happen to me? That I would find the cave? That I would find the ostium at the end of it? I feel that is crossing into the realms of wild speculation, and I will just stop there. So what else is left? Sadly, I feel nothing. We have reached the end of my story, as I feel I have completed what I set out to tell. And as I sit here at the bottom of the cave once again, under the torchlight, I can feel the heat beginning to reach even here, which must mean it is pretty unbearable at the cave entrance. So I feel it is time now to send this journal on its final journey. And as to whose hands it will end up in, I like to hope it will be someone who can benefit, who could make my words worthwhile. I'm not sure yet how I will end it all. I will make my last prayer, and then either wait for the heat to smother me, or perhaps I will take a dip at the receding lake and not come up for air. Or maybe I'll go looking for a dinosaur to keep me company in my last moments of life. I do not know, and it will be a mystery that shall remain unsolved within these pages. While I am by no means happy with this doomed end, I will say I got a chance to see a time and place no one ever has. So I suppose there's that. With those words, I bid you adieu.